too big for your little boat. You have to call some friends, and God fills their little boat too until it's sinking both of them. And that's what was happening here. God was blessing them with a material blessing. But I want to tell you something. And the churches are getting off the truth when they preach that abundant life is having this world's goods. That is not true. That means someone who's poor isn't as blessed by the Lord as someone who's rich. How false is that? Amen. That is phony. That is not true. But the Lord is able to bless us with financial blessings. And that's true. But it's not abundant life. The abundant life that Jesus talked about doesn't come from this earth. The abundant life that Jesus talks about flows from a heavenly source. Amen. And he wants us to have that abundant life. And when he was talking about Jesus, the devil wanting to rob you, he wasn't saying, well, I want to give you all earth's riches. And if you don't drive a big car, have a big fat bank account, God's not blessing you. If that was true, how many of us would be blessed here this morning? None. Hallelujah. But Peter found out something that, you know, God will bless you all along the way, and material blessings are part of it, but the abundant life that Jesus has for us flows from heaven. It doesn't flow from men. It doesn't flow from what's going on in this world. And I don't know if you can see a pattern beginning to develop here. And Jesus said in Matthew 7, those who hear these sayings of mine and does them, that's the secret. Those who hear these sayings of mine and does them. It's like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Amen. And when the storms of life come, when trouble comes, whether they're financial, whether it's sickness, whatever it is, Jesus said he's got your back. And he said, those who hear these sayings of mine and does them is like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. And when the storms of life come, they're not going to be able to topple you over. And has anyone heard the story of the three pigs? And anyone who hasn't? And you know, it was the material that they used that caused the trouble. They built a house of straw, and the storms of life came and blew that house down. It didn't have a chance. And it was because of the materials they were using. And so they built another house out of wood. And the same thing happened. Storm came along. Their enemy came along, huffing and puffing, and he blew that house down because of the material they used. The third house, they made out of brick. And the storm of their life couldn't topple that one. The big bad wolf couldn't blow that one down. And it was because of the material they were using. And what I'm trying to say here is the moment you attach the Lord Jesus Christ to your life decisions, you're beginning to build a foundation that cannot be shaken. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that one. Praise God. The moment you attach the Lord Jesus Christ to life's decisions, you begin to build a foundation that cannot be shaken. Amen. And you know, that's the reason why so many religions are of no value. Religion and relationship. They're just not the same. They're not in the same category. And religion operates on a different faith value, faith system. And hallelujah, let's say it that way. And they have different materials that they work with. They're earthbound. Amen. Religion isn't the same as having a relationship with Jesus Christ. They're not even in the same boat. They're not even in the same category. And there's a promise given to every Christian. And, you know, a religious church and a church that's got the real thing is one church radiates the light of Christ and the other church radiates the life. I mean, and the same church radiates the life of Christ. Hallelujah. And the other, the religious church has rituals and feast days, and they usually swing around and burn a lot of incense and do stuff like that, but there's no reality of Jesus Christ. There's no reality there. And I'm here to talk about the abundant life today. And, you know, abundant life is that having Jesus manifested in our church services. And we have something going on, but we want more. We're not satisfied with what we have. We want to see the fullness of Christ. Amen. We want to see the fullness of his blessing. And we want to experience, Jesus said, if you're a Christian, that out of your heart will flow rivers of living waters. It has to flow in before it can flow out. And we want those experiences. And they belong to us because Jesus died and rose from the dead. They don't belong to us because, oh, I'm a pastor, you know. And that isn't what qualifies you. Jesus' death and resurrection qualifies you. That means you're qualified. Amen. That you can experience these rivers of living waters. And everybody should want to. The reason Jesus came was to bring us into an abundant life. And that abundant life was Jesus came on the day of Pentecost and created a new human being that feeds on divine life. That's the abundant life. A new human being that's born of the Spirit of God, the same DNA that raised Christ from the dead. And that new human being feeds on divine life. And Jesus said that he's going to make us his moral and spiritual reproduction in the universe. Praise God. And that's what Genesis 1:26 is all about. It's about God creating man in his own image. Did he forget about that after chapter 3 of Genesis? No. He's still working on us, and we have the first fruit and of a being born of the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, of his working in us. And Christ is making a family. That's the word I'm looking for. Christ is making a family after his own kind. Praise God. Hallelujah. A new creation. And it's being developed in the midst of this old creation that's passing away. Have you noticed that? The old creation's passing away. But hallelujah, thank God I'm part of the new creation that's underfoot. And tell me, how many of you have heard of Louis Vuitton? Oh, wow, two hands went up this time. That's the first time since the meeting started. Oh, there's three. Amen. Now let me ask you, do you have any Louis Vuitton products? Whoa, lucky you. And in Louis' store, you know, if you went in their shop and you could see a woman's purse, it cost, oh, probably $3,000. And my grandson, his mom had his wallet in her purse, and she pulled it out last week. And she said, do you know, your grandson's girlfriend gave him this wallet from Louis Vuitton. It cost $600. I said, what? I should have went for a rich woman. She is rich in many ways. Hallelujah. And she's blessed my life, but she's never bought me a Louis Vuitton wallet. As a matter of fact, I ordered a wallet last week for $37. And she said, what? You're ordering that? $37? I said, it's okay. I'll pay for it. Praise God. But anyway, everything in Louis Vuitton's store is very expensive, and he makes leather products, he makes handbags, purses, you know, shoes, wallets, watches, jewelry, and everything in his store is very, very expensive. But if you walk out the front door of Louis Vuitton's store, walk down to the corner, you're going to find someone making knockoffs of Louis Vuitton. And I don't know about you, but the knockoffs look exactly the same, and they're a lot less expensive. I think I might have, you know, if you bought your wife a knockoff at Christmas time, I wonder if she'd be upset. And you know, women have great discernment, and they know a knockoff when they see one. And you know, the first thing a woman's going to say, I smell something fake here. I smell a knockoff. What did you buy me for Christmas? A knockoff? I know my wife would say, I'm glad you got the good sense to go get a knockoff and not pay all that money for the real thing. But you know those knockoffs? They got a little label on them that says LV. It's a monogram saying that Louis Vuitton made it, and but it's fake. It's a knockoff. What I'm trying to say is that religion is a knockoff of the real thing. And you're never going to see abundant life and because you're religious or you have a religion. You're only going to find abundant life in Jesus Christ and experiencing the real thing. And abundant life was purchased through Jesus' death and resurrection and belongs to us. Every blessing that Jesus purchased on the cross belongs to me, and I want a taste of every one of them before I leave this planet. Hallelujah. I might be around a while. Hallelujah. There's a lot of blessings that the Lord has for us. And so here was what Peter was finding out. He wanted to experience this blessing that Jesus had for him, this abundant life. But he found out you're going to have to just press on. You're going to have to go to the next step. You're going to have to go a little further. You're going to have to launch out into the deep. Amen. If you want to experience all that the Lord has for you. And so Peter would have to step out past what he was feeling. Have you ever had to step out past your feelings? You know, if you don't, your feelings are going to take you captive. Do you know people have been taken captive by their children? Amen. They get taken captive by their children. They get taken captive by something that someone else has got. And like someone I know would like to take me captive. They have an illness. Amen. But I can't allow myself to be taken captive by their illness. And you know, when the doctor comes and tells you, you have this. You know, I don't know, there's something in me that stands up and said, I'm not accepting that. I'm not accepting that for a second. Hallelujah. Just because somebody tells you you got something and don't be receiving it. Hallelujah. Well, it sure feels like I got something. And don't go by your feelings either. Peter stepped out past his feelings. Amen. Hallelujah. And allowed his faith levels to rise up. And God gave him an abundant blessing. Hallelujah. And there's an abundance in Christ. Because people are being held back, like we heard about the parable of the sower. They're being held back because of their belief system. And the Lord wants us to let go of the shoreline and to launch out where the blessings are. But I want to say this, though, and don't let your imagination tell you to launch out, because you're going to fall flat on your face. Make sure you hear from God when you launch out. Hallelujah. Into those the blessings of God. Amen. Some were held back because of their belief system, but he has an abundant life for us, and we might have to go a little further to claim it, launch out a little deeper, and it all starts with prayer. And are you willing to pray this morning and say, Lord, I want to experience every blessing that you purchased for me through your death and resurrection. I want to experience every one of them. Hallelujah. You've purchased them, and you know the key that unlocks your future blessing is our present day obedience. It always unlocks the blessings that God has for us. And so, you know, the Lord might ask you to step out in faith past your feelings. Amen. To do something. Who knows what he's going to ask us. But I want to close with a couple of verses. I've spoke long enough. I think everybody's getting the message. And from John 6, 28 and 29. Let's close with that. Then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him who we sent. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the degree of abundant life that we have flowing here. Thank you for people who know what it is to enter into the secret place. They know your touch, Lord. They know your presence when you walk into a room or when you spring up within their soul. Thank you for that, Lord. And but we want to experience in the depths of what you have. And we want to experience the fullness of what you have. And for us, and that the blessings that you want to bring into the earth, that you want to bring into the church, that you want to bring into our families, don't let us miss out on them, Lord, because we've got feelings or being drawn like the people that had thorny ground were being drawn by deceitfulness or being drawn by money or being drawn by any other thing but you. We want to experience the fullness that you have for us. And we have something that you've given us, and we're thankful for that. But we pray, Lord, open up the door and take us to the next level and help us to allow our faith to rise above our feelings, our wants, our desires, that we might find you in all your fullness. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.